You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Riyad Mahrez to score and Leicester to win, Wolves 23-10, that's been enhanced to 3-1. And Gaston Ramirez to score and Middlesbrough to win, Wolves 15-2, now 10-1. Amazing statistic that's been doing the rounds on Twitter. I don't know if you two chaps have seen this, but Riyad Mahrez has completed just one pass to Jamie Vardy in the Premier League since the 17th of September. And when you think how lethal those two were combining last season, that is incredible. And after their win against Club Brugge, Leicester have more points in the Champions League than the Premier League now, Tom.
Yeah, it just goes to show where their priorities are. But let's be fair to Leicester. You know, they made it very clear from the word go. This is their priority. It's the great thing about Leicester, and they're obviously in a position they can do it. You know, the bigger clubs and the ones that have been in the Champions League, Tottenham, for example, you know, are a great sort of demonstration of this. You know, they're trying to compete on all fronts, and they're struggling to do it. And in the end, everything's kind of suffered a little bit for them. I know the Premier League's still going okay, but, you know, they're obviously out of Europe. They've now got a problem of maybe trying to fill Wembley for Europa League matches. They might not even get into the Europa League the way it's going. But Leicester have made it very clear from the outset what they're about. Now, we've talked about their results before Champions League games. Awful. 5 games, 1 draw, 4 defeats, and they've conceded 14 goals in that run. But their results after Champions League games are a lot better. They did lose to West Brom. Okay, you take that one out of the equation, but their previous sort of 3 results after Champions League games, they've taken 7 points from a possible 9. They've scored 6, and they've only conceded 1 goal. They're up against the Middlesbrough side here who can't score. 10 league goals all season is nowhere near enough to keep you up in the league, but they might stay up just by default. Their main man and their big summer signing, Negredo, hasn't scored since August. They set up so defensively, and Karanka, you know, there's a few murmurings on Teesside just about his approach to certain matches. But he's so defensive, and he'll do exactly the same thing here. He plays 3 defensive midfielders. You know, his back four is made up of almost 3 centre-backs in there. And he just doesn't give them a lot of opportunity of scoring goals. Now, he will go and try and get a point here and probably go walk away with a 0-0 draw. But I think Leicester at home are always good for scoring. And I don't think Middlesbrough can in this one. So I'm going to bat Leicester here to win the game. But I'm going to bat them to win to nil. It's 2-1. And I think that's where the value is on this one. You know, it could be 1-0, could be 2-0, but I can't back Middlesbrough scoring. And I've got enough faith. I've still got enough faith in Leicester, you know, to get over the line against this Middlesbrough side.
Derek?
Well, I'll tell you what. If there's been a worse bet than Leicester at odds on, I haven't seen it. Or I probably backed it, but I haven't seen it. I can't have them. I can't have them at all. You know, Middlesbrough's last 3 away games have been at Manchester City, Arsenal and West Ham. You know, that's tough, isn't it? They haven't lost any of them. They've lost as many away games in the league this season as Chelsea, as Liverpool and as Man City won. They don't lose on the road to good teams. Why should they lose against Leicester, who are anything but a good team at the moment, especially in the Premier League? That stat you mentioned about Mahrez and Vardy is quite incredible. I was open-mouthed when you mentioned that. I can't have Leicester at all here. I'm almost tempted to go for Middlesbrough because, you know, they fit the bill 7-2 or whatever they are. And they're almost 4-1. But everything Tom says about Karanka applies. He's the Tony Pulis of this season. You can't back his team. Even if you think they're overpriced, you can't back him to win because he's just as happy with a draw. He doesn't set up his team to win. So what I'm going to do here is going to go for Middlesbrough with a goal start. So you get the draw as well. And that's just under even money at 17-20.
If he's the Tony Pulis of this season, who's Tony Pulis?
Well, after last week, he's Alex Ferguson after the Burnley game.
He's Kevin Keegan circa 96.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.